Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, have the latest. And the latest is Clint reporting from the number one NBA basketball reporter in the country, ESPN's Shams Charania. He says the Phoenix Suns and Kevin Durant's business partner, Rich Kleiman, are sorting through trade options with interested teams mainly featuring Houston, San Antonio, Minnesota, Miami, and New York. And we've kind of talked a little bit about this over the offseason since their season had ended, since the Rockets season ended against the Warriors, about it feels like they're going to make a move. This is one, right, I think we would both be good with, right? Depending on who you're giving up, I don't think this comes with having to give up Şengün. I think, obviously, his age and the picks you have are probably the bigger things that they are looking for. And maybe you give up Green or something like that. But to me, this one, if the Rockets, I'll be honest with you, Clint, there's really not a move, especially from the names we've been hearing, from Giannis to Kevin Durant, the top two ones we've heard a lot. I've heard some Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker a little further down the line. It would take a lot more to get. Clint, there's really not anybody that I would have an issue with if Raphael Stone and Ime Udoka went after to add to their team in that style of player. I think any of the guys that I think would come over and be the team's best scorer, I think I love any of those moves.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with any of them. I love the ones that are shorter term. I love the ones that require fewer players and less value to get. And I prefer the ones that can shoot. I think those are the ones that are better fits for the Rockets. Committing long term, I think and changing your identity, if you will, and not necessarily addressing your biggest void right now, I think is a big change. Not a bad change, but a big change. I would like the more seamless stuff if it were me, but I'm with you. I can't. Sitting steady and doing the run it back thing is the only thing that would frustrate me with the Rockets, because I think the one thing that's very clear is you just don't have the scoring ability right now to keep up in the playoffs. And you didn't have the scoring ability to keep up in the playoffs with an aging Golden State team that was outclassed as they move forward, and much less with these teams that are still playing right now. So, yeah, I'm with you, man. I don't see if a move is made, I don't see how it's going to be overly disappointing. Sure, we'll have opinions, but I don't know how it's going to be disappointing in any sense.
I'm sure there are going to be some people who are. who are going to
Who
are going to, and I'm seeing some people go through here. Someone text in, has the audacity to text in. I'm guessing this is a troll. We need to sign Quentin Grimes. Quentin Grimes is like, what is another side character?
UH fan?
Yeah, well, I don't know. If that's not the main one, you want to sign him as a shooter somewhere, okay. But this
that
team.
That can't be the answer, right?
No, right. Like, honest to God, you all watched every one of those playoff games. And I want you to try not to lie to yourself. How many players on that team in a playoff series, when you see a team play that you play all the time and they know you and you know them, how many guys on that team did you feel, all right, man, hell, man, they know us, we know them, it all breaks down, who can go get their own shot? Who can go make a play? How many guys on the team showed that? Shingun? Maybe? And not consistently? They didn't have that.
Yeah.
They didn't have
They need it desperately.
And they need that desperately. Whether it is Durant, which is this is the name, or Giannis, or to me, if they're going to move to the next level, it is clear they have got to get a player like that. Right now they have all the assets and the ability to go get said player. Right now, because of what they've done, they're attractive to said players. Go get it done. And I didn't like any Rocket fan to get themselves mad because you want to hold on to Jabari Smith or you don't want to quit. You don't want to quit the dream of old single digit playoff guy and Jalen Green. That's crazy to me. This dude can go. Is he in his complete, prime? No. But this is a guy right now with this team that can come in and score, give you 25-7 in an easy Kevin Durant. Easy. So I'm sure somebody will get mad. Yeah, Tyrese Maxey, sure. If Philly wants to give up, all of those guys, sure. Like this, Kevin Durant would make this team a West contender, a win the West contender right now.
Let's go, Rockets.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Astros coming off that disappointing loss last night. Ryan Gusto takes the mound, and they need him to have a big start. I'll be honest with you, Ryan Gusto might want to start pulling it together a little bit more. He may find himself in a different role, but they take on the White Sox tonight after losing 4-1 yesterday. They'll try to get back with it tonight, or 4-2, excuse me. They'll try to get back at it tonight as the lineup is out. Pena is leading off, and he is. By the way, I just saw a stat. Jeremy Pena has the second highest WAR in the American League behind Aaron Judge. The second highest WAR. By the way, your ogre friend hit a ball, I think, 468 feet yesterday.
He hit it out of his swamp.
Yeah, he did. He did. He went off. But Jeremy Pena leading
ugly
off.
Ugly swamp.
Paredes, Altuve, Diaz is catching tonight. Walker at first base. Caratini is the DH. Myers, Smith, and Melton is in the corner outfield tonight. Him and Cam Smith in the corner outfield tonight. So that is the lineup here. And listen, they got to get this win tonight. It will be very disappointing if they lose a series to the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like they're just the caliber team that it's hard to stomach them going in and losing 2 of 3 to a subpar team, and this is one of those. So, yeah, I mean, it'd be nice for them, even with Gusto on the bump and no Yordan in the game and the lineup shuffling around. And, yeah, it's still the expectations are to go win a series versus the White Sox, especially at home. So let's see if we can't get it.
Yeah, they need to go ahead and take care of business, which I think they will. And just this part of the schedule, Clint, they could really stretch and give themselves some breathing room. Mm-hmm. Right, and then that is big because, hey, man, if you're sitting here, Clint, with a 5-6-7 game lead after you play the Red Sox, play the White Sox, and they got the Rockies coming up, like you stretch this thing out on Seattle, who's struggling to 6-7 games, Then maybe you can really take your time when you're done and make sure he's right. Then you can really not have to feel rushed with Spencer Arrighetti to make sure they're right and all the other guys and make your decision. So I think it's big for them to take advantage of this stretch game.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Pacers Thunder tonight. Finally, they're going to play game three. And Clint, that thing now takes place and moves to Indianapolis as they will play game three. Series tied at one. I don't know about you, and maybe you disagree, but even though the series is tied at one and right now the Pacers have home court advantage with their win in game one, it just feels like a much, much bigger game for the Pacers tonight than it is the Thunder. It feels like, I'm not going to say must win or nothing because the series is tied, but it does feel like this is a more important game to win for the Pacers.
Yeah, what I see earlier, did I see, is this stat correct that in the first two games, total time leading the Pacers?
Whatever it is, yes.
It's like two minutes
of
the game.
Yeah, it's 2 minutes. I was going to say game one, they only lost. Live for
0.3 seconds.
0.3 seconds.
Yeah, but I think I didn't realize it was only 2 minutes total. I mean, that good gosh. I mean, yeah, no. I just until I see something different out of the Pacers. I mean, I know that was a hell of a comeback and a hell of a finish in that game one, no doubt. But they got outplayed for the majority of that game, and then Oklahoma City, the Thunder came out and just skull drug them in game two. It seems like Indiana is out of their class. It seems like that SGA's and the Oklahoma City Thunder are on a whole other planet.
Right now, it feels like they've gotten fortunate. Like it feels like the Pacers gotten fortunate and not like, oh, you know what? They can play with these guys. It feels like they got lucky that OKC took their foot off the gas.
Well, it seems like they're just outclassed. Like Indiana right now is just across the board has been outclassed. They did a hell of a job coming back and winning a game that they had no business winning in game one. But it seems like overall watching the game, it seems like we talked about it before. You know, it seems like OKC is not only outplaying them, but they just have them, you know, frazzled. Have them.
Tonight I want to see if we'll see the Pacers that we've been seeing for the most of the playoffs. And Tyrese Halliburton, right? He's had to sit and listen to this where he's not getting involved early. That one big game he had against the Knicks, he came out in that first quarter, had like 15-5-5. The first player since LeBron James to do that in a first quarter. I wonder if we'll see a different level of aggressiveness from Halliburton because they're going to need him to pick it up. So tonight, game three. Even though it's tied, it feels like the Pacers, they need to win this. Because if we see OKC kind of have control of the game and win this thing comfortably like they have really been controlling most of the series, then we could be heading into this gentleman sweep kind of range.
Holy smokes!
5 o'clock fire.
All right, as we know, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they've added Aaron Rodgers, who is recently married. For some reason, that was one of the top stories on ESPN's yesterday. But they've added him and their offensive coordinator, Arthur Smith, former head coach of the Atlanta Falcons and was the OC all those years with the Titans when Derrick Henry was rolling. He said, Clint, we didn't go and get Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf to run the wishbone. I am intrigued when you look at what Arthur Smith has kind of been connected with the Ryan Tannehill and that Derrick Henry and then even Bijan Robinson and the power running game that they also had in Atlanta and what they did last year. Now, I don't think he's going to run the wishbone, but I am intrigued to see like what this offense looks like. Does this look like what Aaron Rodgers has been running more accustomed to his whole career, or is this look closer to an Arthur Smith like power run game offense and maybe play action offense?
Well, they I tell you, beyond DK Metcalf, they don't have much. They're gonna. I mean, I would think that they're gonna have to do more with less in the pass game unless they're gonna be a little bit more of a ball control offense. So we'll see what it looks like. But I know once again, I'm fascinated and I'm intrigued to see Aaron with DK.
Yeah, the fade game, that's, you know, something that they both, but they both run. It's, I would imagine, like, you don't bring in Aaron, and Aaron is not just a, all right, hey, all right, coach, especially not at this, yeah, this juncture of his career. He's clearly going to have some comfort and say-so in this. Now, maybe he's not running things over like maybe people thought he was with the Jets, but I would imagine, like, this has got to be Arthur coming in. All right, Aaron, what are the things you feel comfortable with?
Yeah.
Like, what do you like to do? But this is what I want to get accomplished with the run game, because I want to help you.
Yeah.
But what do you feel comfortable with?
Well, I think that's natural with any quarterback you have. I mean, the oddity or the extreme aspect of the Jet situation was the his own offensive coordinator was there, who had just been a failure as a head coach in Denver and a laughing stock of an offensive mind in Denver. So that was the extreme part of it. Arthur Smith, it's commonplace. Hey, man, you get a new quarterback, whether it's Aaron Rodgers or anybody else, hey, what is it you like to do? What are you comfortable doing? What combinations do you like? Which balls do you like to throw? You know, how do you like to handle your cadence and your protections up front? I'm not asking you to tell me what to call them. I'm going to call the plays. I'm going to create everything. But what do you like? What are you comfortable with? And I mean, that's commonplace for an offensive coordinator and a quarterback, especially a quarterback that's been around as long as Aaron.
Yeah, and as much as Aaron kind of waited for this, this ain't no Arthur coming in and telling Aaron, all right, this is how we're going to do this damn thing.
Right now.
And he shouldn't do that anyway. All right, speaking about quarterback play, let's look at the Texans quarterback, C.J. Stroud. And there was a would this constitute as a football horny clip for you?
You got to ask, probably so.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
a football horny clip for Clint that kind of gives us a clue on how C.J. Stroud will be used. We'll let you hear what that is and discuss that coming up next.
Would die for C.J. Everyone knows that.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. We'll let you hear what CJ had to say that that potentially was a football horny clip for old Clint Sterner. But want to make sure you remember, I know it's Wednesday. You got a couple of days to get your plans right.
Before we get to that boner.
Friday, before we get to it, Friday, we will be out for the final stop, the 11th stop of our 610 Crawfish Circuit. You can come hang out with The Drive one final time until you can start coming hanging out with us probably on every Thursday and Friday out during the football season. But one final time on our Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit will be this time for the final time of the circuit at the Cajun Craven off of Beamer Road. Come hang out with us. As you know, if you come out, it's always a good time, and it includes prizes on site each and every hour. We'll hook you up. The Bugs, most places, almost every place we've been, they have been spectacular. We've got our Bugs connoisseur right here in Clint Sterner.
Yes, we do.
Who will wear a dark colored shirt so he will have no excuses to the final one. So they're always really, really good. And you got cold drinks as well, especially from our good friends at Bud Light. You can be a part of winning the grand prize, which includes beer for a year with Budweiser, Bud Light, and a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. So come on out. Yet again, final stop. We will be at the Cajun Craven off Beamer Road coming up on Friday, so you don't want to miss out on that. Listen to this. Listen to what your quarterback, C.J. Stroud, had to say about the offense and how it's developing and what, more importantly, who he's been watching and see if this potentially tips you off to where Nick Caley's heading with this offense.
Yeah, that'd be between me and Kales. And, you know, that was something that I did want, and I'm guiding that now. So, but that takes ownership, you know. We've been able to watch a lot of Brady, you know, and there was clips back in like 2003 or 4 when him and Josh McDaniels, first started. And so, like, it took him time to master it. So it'll take time for me to master fully, but I am buying into it and trying my best to be as great as I can at it. So, it's something that I wanted and I'm getting.
Does this give you the feel that they're moving more towards the Josh McDaniels, the New England with Brady over those years? Is it that's what when I first heard that, I thought, ooh, that's what they're watching. That's what they're looking at. And as we wondered which style of offense would Caley go to me, that seems like they're leaning towards that style.
Yeah, it seems like the old school New England offense with maybe just a little slant towards some of the stuff that Caley learned in L.A. with McVay. I mean, this is music to my ears. I've said from jump, this is before Nick Caley ever came into the picture, that the best version of C.J. Stroud was going to be playing the game in a Brady-like fashion, which is exactly what we saw his rookie year when he put up unbelievable numbers. He led the league in passing yards per game and led the league in fewest interceptions thrown. That the combination, either of those stats are impressive individually. When you put them together, it's an absolutely unbelievable season by anybody, not just a rookie. So that is the version, that is the brand of quarterback that C.J. Stroud needs to play. Insert Bobby Slowick's out, Nick Caley's in, and now Nick Caley seems to be using old New England film of Tom Brady and playing the position and just the film in general to teach the quarterback what he's looking for in this offense. I'm telling you, I don't know anything about Nick Caley. I'm still concerned about that being a problem with the Houston Texans. It's simply because he's never game planned, he's never called plays, he's never schemed, he's never adjusted in the moment, he's never done these things, right? But when it comes to what we're hearing right now and how they're preparing and how they're developing and how they're teaching their quarterback, the fact that it's in a Brady-like way, not just Brady-like way, how they're watching his film, and And the messaging that typically is going to go with that is to stay ahead of the chains, protect yourself by getting the football out, limit the risk. It's not going to be the drive the football down the field, be aggressive, yada, yada, yada approach. It's going to be more of a high processing, get the ball in the playmaker's hands as soon as you possibly can, protect yourself, protect the offensive line. The fact that that is the case makes me like Nick Caley a lot. I don't know that there's anything Nick Caley could say this offseason that was going to really get me in his corner, really make me a believer, but this is a hell of a start. Mm. There's not a better.
Because it just makes sense with what I think CJ does and now the way that the offense looks. Christian Kirk, you add those guys, it makes sense to me. The best we've seen CJ Stroud has been more towards, I don't want to say Brady, but that style of
quarterback. I'll say it. It absolutely is. It absolutely is. Not worrying about throwing the football down the field, not trying to get any one person touches, simply protecting himself and protecting his offensive line, staying ahead of the chains. Let this defense play great defense. You don't turn the football over. You allow other teams to make mistakes and lose games, and you just sit steady. Let the game dictate the amount of risk that you take. And that's the best version of C.J. Stroud. That is exactly what Tom Brady did to the tune of 7 championships. That now, when he had Mike Evans, when he had Randy Moss, sure, he drove the football on the field. He had those kind of guys.
And you could still do that with Nico.
Sure, you can do it when – you can do those things. Neither of those guys are Mike or Randy in terms of being the deep threat. But, yeah, I mean, when it comes time, you'll have the when you have the need to do that, do it. But that's just the best version of C.J. Stroud. So if you said, hey, Clint, you can pick one thing that you hope is being – beat into CJ's head, like the messaging that needs to be in CJ's ear every day, it is watching Brady film and playing the old school New England brand of quarterback. That is absolutely beautiful, absolutely football horny audio.
I think the part I also like besides your passion for football horny audio is it's not just, all right, man, we're going to talk you through it and talk about, no, man, I want to put this in your mind. Absolutely. I want you to watch what exactly, and not just
teaching
watch,
tape,
this
baby.
This is the best thing that I want you to see. Like I want
this
you
is to- what it looks like in real time. This is what we. This is how we want you working, left to right, low to high, whatever it may be. This is exactly what it looks like. And guess what? It's being done by a guy that was the absolute best at not scrambling. He was the absolute best at taking the snap, being exactly where he's supposed to be, delivering the football on time, keeping his uniform clean, and he won more games than anybody else. This is the way to do it. It's powerful, and it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful message being communicated to the quarterback. So much better than what we heard last year.
Well, and hopefully this helps up front. Hopefully this helps the offensive line, which is the bigger problem. Yeah. And clearly that's what the Texans have banked on to me more of. Hey, I want to use our scheme and our coaching to even give our offensive line a help. And something you've talked about a lot is, and our quarterback to give the offensive line some help to kind of slow up the pressure that he gets the ball off. He gets, as you said earlier, that Brady, and you said it just now, Brady is the best at keeping himself clean.
Absolutely.
One of the best at not taking the hits and getting the ball off and just taking what you give you. And we saw many times, not knowing who it came from, I'm sure most will just blame Bobby. But there were moments where there were positive plays that were probably missed by not just taking what was there and trying to push it a little further down the field in a way of things that they didn't do the previous year.
Yep. There were a lot of times, I know late in the season, we talked about it, and I typically give Dalton Schultz a hard time. There's a lot of times where Dalton Schultz is wide open underneath. Just give it to him. Just take the profit, man. Let's keep the chains moving. And it's not on CJ. I'm not
mixing too.
I'm not banging CJ here. I'm just simply telling you, it's no surprise that your quarterback plays that way. When the messaging is what it was, they told us exactly what they were trying to get better, what they wanted to do in year 2 versus year 1, and it backfired on them. You guys got injured. You couldn't protect your quarterback. Your O-line couldn't stand up to it, and here we are. So
if we're watching 03 and 04 Brady tape, then the messaging is different.
No doubt. Absolutely. No doubt about that.
Watching that. All right, coming up as we continue, I think a guy that Clint maybe wasn't as high on when he got here, I think Clint by the middle of this year may feel a little bit different about him. We'll discuss that. And T. Mill, hey, he didn't lose last night. Didn't lose last night. We'll make you a little money with T. Mill's best bets. Coming up next, right here live on The Drive.
You're gonna get hard.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Coming up after us, you got the fellas. Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. The look at what they saw with their first look at running back Nick Chubb today on day two of camp as we saw him get a little bit more work. And Area 45 live tonight following those fellas. They're back at it. Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago will have it and hold it down after the fellas at Texans, after the fellas on Texans All Access get finished up. Live and local, the best sports show here in Houston, late night sports show here in Houston, Area 45. Stay tuned and listen as they get rolling. All right, we're getting closer with Tyler. He broke even last night on the picks.
Right direction, man.
Out of six. So tonight he's going to the well for six more tonight. So we'll make. You know, I don't want to give false advertising, but we'll attempt to win some bets tonight. I'm not going to go ahead and just tell you that he's going to make you some money right now. We're gonna do our best. Let's go over.
That's fair.
Let's go over. Let's get four tonight, at least.
I like that. We need a green night. Last night was improvement, but 50% still a red number. So good hell.
I don't know, man. Don't know what a green looks like, man.
I don't either. For now, we should call the segment T-Mills. Maybe bets, not best.
Jason, that green like Ricky Fowler is. That green jacket, can't find it. We'll see if you can get you some green tonight as T-Mill will try to make you some cash. Come right here on the text line, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, we also love interacting with you here. Someone texted and said, I don't know about y'all, but I sure wish the Texans had their own identity.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going back to the Patriot way of offense philosophy.
Yeah, I mean, it's and with C.J. Stroud back there and his style of play, I welcome it.
And I would also say to this, and you know this, being in the league as well as anybody, is, I mean, most people are coming from a style of offense. Now, it depends on how you spin your own. Right, there was a time of Andy Reid was coming from the Bill Walsh / Mike Holmgren style of offense. Then he kind of put his own spin of it. Right,
right.
Then there was the, you know, Mike McDaniel coming from the Kyle Shanahan style of offense, and you know all of these different guys. People come from a style, right? Like, I mean, the only way you were going to get your own style of offense is if you hired somebody like Chip Kelly or something, right? Most guys are coming from, right? You came from, what, Bill O'Brien, the Patriot style of offense. Then you went and got Bobby Slowick from the 49ers, and you got that Shanahan style of offense. Everybody has their style. The hope is that, yes, Nick Caley is going to do whatever his style is, and where he kind of cut his teeth, but then he adds and kind of makes it his own, right? Like that, and that's what happens in the league. So,
yeah, look, there's no doubt. I mean, everybody has a certain upbringing, and Nick Caley has one that includes the majority of his experiences in New England, and you know, and then obviously he was, you know, he got off into McVay's system, and so it's. It wouldn't surprise me. I think you could justify going either direction with the Houston Texans, given the history with Slowick and the connection with McVay and Slowick. It would make sense to stay that route. But it would also, with Nick Caserio here and Cole Popovich here and Nick Caley here and Ben McDaniel here and all these guys that have that New England upbringing, if you will, it would make sense that those guys could use some kind of hybrid system. That's tilted a little bit more heavily towards New England because it's C.J. Stroud. So, like I said, it's music to my ears to hear that they're the New England, the old school New England offense is kind of what they're gearing this thing towards, at least as we hear it coming from C.J.
And you tell me if I'm wrong. One of the big things that was the problem was you were in a Patriot system that didn't fit the guys that were in the system.
Right? Right.
Like, the Patriot system might have been all right if you weren't trying to force Deshaun Watson in it.
Yeah, bingo. Right? You're exactly
it's
right.
It's like saying, I wish we had our own system, but we got Lamar Jackson, so we're going to force him into doing something.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, when you draft a quarterback, the plan needs to be that, again, another. I warn people all the time of, like, these offensive coordinators, the thing to do, whether you're good at it or not, is run around and tell everybody how, my system's going to do whatever my players do best. Well, we watched Deshaun Watson square peg round hole this thing with him and Bill O'Brien, and it was rough. It was not something you wanted a quarterback that ran a power spread offense at Clemson to the tune of two national championship appearances, where the game is simplified so that everybody around the quarterback can play fast, and then you come into a system and you're sitting back there asking them to figure out everything a defense is doing in this new system, and it's just not a good fit, right? So. CJ, on the other hand, is a perfect fit for that system.
Yes.
He is a high-level processing quarterback. That's a pro-style quarterback that it just makes sense. And we've seen it. It's a no-brainer. If anybody watched CJ Stroud his rookie year to his second year, it's not hard to arrive at a place of, I want more of his rookie year. And what was his rookie year? More of what I think Nick Caley is going to want to do this year.
Yeah. So
are we going to get your flowers?
I get that. By the way, practice today, when you start to think about guys that – you know, stand out each day. We talked about yesterday, it was Higgins. And from the offensive side of the ball, I think Christian Kirk had a nice day and had a nice, at least not just day, but you could see the impact of him. And I told you, I loved the signing of Christian Kirk when it got there, when they got him. I feel like he can give you the production you're needing from a number two level wide receiver. I know you weren't as sure about it. I think Christian Kirk, especially now we're seeing what they're going to be running offensively, I think he's going to be somebody that you're going to like more and more and more that they play, as long as he's healthy.
Yeah, look, I like Christian Kirk. I don't know that I like Christian Kirk as the guy that I'm going to expect to take pressure off of Nico Collins or to tilt coverage away from Nico Collins. I don't know that I like Christian Kirk if he is hands down your number two wide receiver and Nico Collins is out of the ball game. That's going to be that right now. To me, that's going to be a rough go at it. Especially when you've got again Dalton Schultz that has he has to prove to us that he can play up to expectations, and Higgins has to show us that he can play. At the NFL level with that link that he has, and Noel has to show it. You know, there's a lot of jury still out guys. That's out there, and I love Christian Kirk being a Houston Texan. I love Christian Kirk being one of the critical answers to the pass protecting issues being solved in Houston. I love him as a safety valve for CJ Stroud. I just don't know that I love him as the number two threat on an offense.
Yeah.
And right now he's the number two. Like right now, I think he is the most proven number two threat on this offense. If somebody's gonna go out there and go, oh no, they're gonna run the ball really well. Okay, well that's a different animal. Now we're running the ball really effectively and now all of a sudden, you know, you've got Nico Collins, you've got your safety net, safety valve. I would say a really talented slot receiver. You got some young guys coming up, but you've got a run game to really kind of set the tone in what you're trying to do and dictate what defenses can and can't do. I just don't know.
If you look at it in the vein of and I want to make this clear, poor man's version of, you know, the Moss and Welker type of dynamic of, you know, a really good slot and a big-time outside receiver that they play well off of. Mm-hmm. And again, as I said, the poor version of that. It's the guy who's had 1,100 yards in this league before.
Yep.
Like a couple of years ago with Jacksonville. So, I don't know. I think if he looks up and he's over 1,000 yards, Clint and Nico does what he does, I think it'll make a lot of sense, especially with the young guys, Higgins and Noel, that you think will – contribute. All right, Tyler, make us a little cash, man. Let's get in the green, as you said. Let's do that tonight. What's T Mill's best bets?
Keep it moving in the right direction. We're going baseball again on a hump day, and we're going with six wagers again for these best bets on a Wednesday around Major League Baseball. Here are your six bets. As usual, a lot of Astros flavor here. Three of the six are going to be in this Stros game tonight at Daikin. First off, the Yankee turds up there in the Bronx. They are traveling to go see Ron the Show Hughley's Kansas City Royals. I'm on the under in this ballgame. Under 9 runs at minus 120 is what I got.
Not the way the Yankees have been playing against them. Jesus.
They can't deny their turdish ways game in, game out.
They put up a quick 10 on them yesterday. I mean, it was quick.
That means I want you to hit tonight. Tail it, people. Next one, another under nine runs. Tigers at O's tonight. Under nine, and that one I got those odds at -115. Next, Carlos Correa and the Twins, -1 run tonight as they host the Arlington Junk Grabbers, as Patrick Creighton would call them. Twins -1, and now here are your three Astros bets in this game tonight at Daikin versus the White Sox. First, I'm on the Astros -1 run and got it at great odds. I got -1 for the Stros and -115. And then your two player props here, Gusto, the kid, Ryan Gusto, over 4.5 strikeouts versus the sorry-ass White Sox tonight. Might be my damn favorite bet of the night, young Gusto. And then the GOAT, the Stro GOAT, Altuve, over 1.5 total bases this evening for the Stros at +125. Love those odds. Those are your six best bets. Do you like any of those boys, or do you hate any of them? Hopefully not.
I like the Astros -1.
I want the Astros -1 with you.
You want a Benji?
Yep.
Let's ride.
I don't know about that Gusto. I can roll without Altuve.
I feel it down in my plums, man. This is going to be a good night. This might be a perfect 6-for-6. And then I'll go from 6 to midnight, if you know what I'm saying.
Now he's going a perfect 6-for-6 tonight.
Hey, we started the drive on a Wednesday with boners. We'll end it that way. It's a perfect circle.
Well, you should. You should do that. All right, shout out to Brandon Scott, who jumped on with us. We appreciate him. Clint, great job as always. Tyler, great job. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
And the world's all right with me.
As he told us yesterday, as he poured his heart out to us yesterday, I'm just a sexual person.
I heard that.
That's who I am, man. Take it or leave it. Love me or hate me, I'm going to be true to myself.
It's like a dog when you say walk.
Except for I get blood flow whenever you say
walk. Too far. Too far. And that's how we end this. The nastiest show by nature.
Oh, man.
You're listening to KLTAM. Nasty by nature. Nasty as you like.
Sex sells, bro. Come on.
Kells, man, what a combo.
Old King Ding-a-ling in there.